You are listening to Dot Mil Docs. This is episode 121 of the Military Health System's official podcast. Thanks for downloading the show. I'm your host, Mike DeSirio, and today is Thursday, July 29th, 2010. Our guest this week is Dr. Robert Chula, Acting Chief of Population and Prevention Programs and the National Center for Telehealth and Technology. Dr. Chula will talk with us about afterdeployment.org, a website full of resources for service members and families to use when facing various post-deployment issues. Dr. Chula, welcome to Dot Mil Docs.
Thank you.
We want to talk, obviously, about the afterdeployment.org, and I wanted to ask you first, how and why are web-based tools being used for psychological health?
Sure, and if I could just quickly make a plug and introduce my affiliation. So I work at the National Center for Telehealth and Technology, which is directed by Dr. Gregory Gom, and we're out here at Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington, the state of Washington. And telehealth and technology, or as we call it, T2, is a component center of the Defense Centers of Excellence, which is directed by Colonel Somm. So that said, I'm happy to kind of get into your content question. So just a very bit of quick background. Actually, I've done this interview a couple of times previously. The last one was in January of 2008, so it's been a while. And so for those who maybe aren't familiar with after deployment, just a couple of quick comments. So the site was built on the basis of the National Defense Authorization Act of 06 and 07. And we originally had 12 topics spanning post-traumatic stress and anger management and sleep problems and a range of other topics. And the reality is, in terms of what the professional literature tells us, there was the seminal article published by Colonel Hoag and his associates in the 2004 New England Journal of Medicine, and then a more recent monograph published by the RAND Corporation in 2008 that indicated that about 15% to 20% of service members returning from a deployment do in fact experience or present or report adjustment concerns like post-traumatic stress, anger difficulties, relationship problems, work issues when they get back home, depression, heightened anxiety, and so forth. What we also know is that lots of service members don't seek out face-to-face or person-to-person care. There may be barriers to care like transportation difficulties or scheduling difficulties, and there may be concerns about stigma. That, in fact, if one is to seek services on a face-to-face basis, it might harm their career or they would get a mental health diagnosis in their record. These kinds of things prevent people from getting the care that they need. The nice thing about, and here's my response to your question, the nice thing about online resources is that they are available 24/7. They can be self-paced, so an individual can access the resources and use as much or as little of them as they need. Obviously, they're highly private and confidential. There is no registration process on afterdeployment.org, so individuals can use the materials privately and, again, confidentially. The other piece is that for those who are living in outlying areas where they're not close to a military treatment facility or a clinic, access becomes a real advantage with online resources because you can access these tools in the comfort of your own home.
It's time to take a quick break for the Dot Mil Docs Health Beat, news and information from the military health system. More with Dr. Chula when we come back.
Dot Mil Docs Health Beat.
Service members, veterans, and their family members who are dealing with behavioral health or traumatic brain injury issues are encouraged to contact the Defense Centers of Excellence for Psychological Health and Traumatic Brain Injuries Outreach Center. The Outreach Center is available 24 hours a day and helps guide warriors and families, as well as healthcare providers, to resources for psychological health and traumatic brain injury. Call anytime at 866-966-1020. The number again is 866-966-1020. Nominations are now being accepted for the annual Building Stronger Female Physician Leaders for the MHS Award. The award honors outstanding female physicians who have made significant lifetime contributions to the practice of medicine and who have served as exemplary role models for other female physicians within the military health system. For more information and to download the nomination form, please visit health.mil/people. This has been your .mil Docs Health Beat. For the Military Health System, I'm Megan Jacob.
Welcome back to .mil Docs. We are talking about afterdeployment.org with Dr. Robert Chula. As far as afterdeployment.org, there's plenty of information broken down by different subject areas. Maybe just tell us a little bit more about the website and what a visitor might expect on it.
Sure. So we have a number of categories of information and resources. As I had mentioned earlier, we started a few years ago as we were building the site with 12 core modules. We have now increased those core topics to 18. So we actually brought on new content in the past several months, including for categories or for areas such as tobacco cessation, resilience training. So just a quick word about resilience training. We earlier decided that we didn't want the site to simply be about you would connect up with it if you're having an adjustment problem. We also wanted to build in some pro-social or proactive tools so you can come to the site not necessarily having depression or anxiety or post-traumatic stress, but simply wanting to learn a resilience skill like problem-solving or time management. So we brought on a resilience module as well. We also have other new content areas on military sexual trauma, mild traumatic brain injury, which obviously is a big area of focus for the military community. A section on stigma. I just spoke a little bit about stigma, so we have an entire module built around the issues concerning stigma. And we also brought in a new topic called anxiety. So you can access one of 18 topics. Each of those topics has a comprehensive, what I refer to as e-library, so you can read through a range of materials. But I can tell you that our original design was not to simply build a site that was primarily text-based, but to also include a number of interactive tools and other kinds of multimedia features. So you can access what we call our personal stories, where we've interviewed service members and their families discussing some of the challenges they faced during and following a deployment and how they managed those challenges. We also have RSS feeds. We have health tips, daily health tips that we refresh on a regular basis. And another core feature are the self-assessments. So we originally started with 12. We now have 29 assessments on the site. And so an individual can assess their depression, their anger issues, relationship concerns, and they get immediate feedback on the site. We've built algorithms that puts an individual score in a continuum. We don't provide diagnoses on the site, but we tell you how much or how little of the problem you're having, and then we make recommendations. So a number of features on the site as you would log on.
I think you may have answered my next question, which is that, is the site only for service members who have been deployed?
No. In fact, the site was originally designed and conceived to be for the entire military community. So that would include active duty service members, veterans, all of the services. So it's not Army specific or Navy specific. And we also wanted to build a site that would have enough information there that providers would have an interest in looking at our materials and downloading them to support their clinical practice. And so we consider the site to contain resources for the entire military community. That would include families as well. And so since we built in a number of interactive tools like stress management and anger management, really they were designed for anyone's use. If you're a spouse, a dependent, or an active duty person, you can equally have the advantage of learning a deep breathing exercise, for example, to manage stress. One additional note I would make, the site is really not designed for children. We have material on the site. We have a module called Families with Kids where adults, parents, caretakers can learn about the impact of deployments on children. But the site wasn't really designed for children to access and to work with the materials. That said, we actually now have approval to build a site that we're tentatively calling Military Kids Connect. that will be designed exclusively for kids ages 6 through the teenage years. And so the materials will be designed for them at their developmental level. So while this site isn't children-friendly, we are actually here at T2 about to build a site for children specifically.
Okay. And you mentioned the new content and the expansion of the number of categories. What are the things in the future does afterdeployment.org, what can we look to in the future?
Sure. So a few words about future planning. We're actually intending to bring a community forum and an expert blog online somewhere in September. So obviously we want to meet the needs of the military community in terms of their ability to network with one another, share resources, and otherwise engage. So the community forum is slated, again, for around mid-September. And we'll also have expert blogs, so we'll bring in subject experts who will talk about a topic and obviously allow our community to respond to that information, to that material. So that's going forward in a few months. We also intend at some point to bring on a leadership forum, so we'd like leaders to be able to have some say about military psychology and psychiatry, and so we will offer them a platform here on After Deployment to be able to do that. The other major piece that I want to mention is that we're in the process now in collaboration with our colleagues at the Veterans Administration, Veterans Affairs, and with the National Center for PTSD. We're in the process of building a provider portal that will live on the site, and that will, as it indicates, that will be exclusively dedicated to providers where they can pull down clinical practice guidelines, learn about PTSD, learn about how to assess and how to treat these sometimes very difficult conditions. So those are some of the things that we're planning going forward.
And Doctor, you've obviously mentioned a lot of different projects that you're working on, but anything else you'd like to add about either afterdeployment.org or things that you're working on for the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So here, and one thing is specifically here at Telehealth and Technology, we're in the process of building mobile applications. So, you know, industry data tell us that by 2013, mobile phones will overtake PCs as the most common web access device worldwide. So we're looking to finding ways to improving access for our military community so that they could literally reach down at a hip pocket level and pull out their smartphone and have a virtual handheld clinic available to them that would include much of the material that's on After Deployment, for example. And we're looking to developing a mobile application for After Deployment going forward. So we're getting very involved in developing mobile apps, again, to improve access for our community. In fact, I would just want to quickly add, so the Army had a contest called the Army for Apps Contest, and we just learned today that two of our applications that we submitted to this competition, one called the Tactical Breather, which teaches a deep breathing exercise, again, literally on your smartphone, and another which we call the T2 Mood Tracker, which helps people to assess and track their moods from one day to the next. Both of those applications actually won awards. The Mood Tracker came in first place, and the Tactical Breather came in second. So I wanted to note that and to note my appreciation for the staff and their hard efforts.
Well, that was plenty of information there, Dr. Trullo. We really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us today on .mil Docs.
Thanks very much.
Thanks again for listening. I'm Mike DeSirio. .mil Docs will return next Thursday with our guest commander, Danny Shao, Division Chief of Force Health Protection. He'll be talking about immunization health and the DoD family. That's next week. Until then, see you on health.mil.
This program is a product of the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, Military Health System. .mil Docs features the most relevant military health topics important to you and your family. If you have questions or topics you'd like to see on an upcoming episode, send us an email at .mildocs@tma.osd.mil. That's dotmildocs@tma.osd.mil. Visit health.mil for more episodes.